FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More South Africans than ever are turning to personal and payday loans to cope with the rising cost of living. A new report from Debt Busters shows that 91% of people applying for debt counselling early this year had a personal loan. It's the highest figure on record. Debt Busters' Benay Sega warns that while incomes have barely grown, electricity, petrol and food costs have surged, forcing many to cut essentials just to get by. He says despite improved consumer confidence, debt levels are rising fastest among top earners, who now spend 77% of their income repaying debt.
Basically, 8 out of 10 rand would need to be spent on debt repayments for highest earners. And of course, we are talking about population who applied for debt counselling. So, you know, it's a bit select population, but that just shows you the pressure that that group is under. And we've never seen a number as high as that before. So I think that group is really under severe financial pressure.
The Weather Service is warning that strong, damaging winds are expected to hit parts of KwaZulu-Natal on Wednesday. It's issued 2 level 2 alerts. Forecaster Ayan Dantsele says rough sea conditions can be expected along the coast between Port Edward and Kosi Bay. The second warning covers the western and southern parts of the province, where strong winds could spark runaway fires and cause damage to settlements and informal structures.
For this week, KZN is expecting a front that will be passing through on Wednesday. However, prior before that, for tomorrow on Tuesday, we have bad wind conditions due to a coastal low that is preceding that cold front. Those bad wind conditions will result in quite warm to hot temperatures, especially over the eastern and northern parts of the province.
Local government authorities say disaster management teams are standing ready in anticipation of that cold front.
From Wednesday afternoon into Thursday, especially over the KZN interior, we're expecting quite cold to cooler temperatures, and only expecting the temperatures to only recover well into the weekend.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is starting his working visit to the U.S. today. The trip will include a crucial sit-down with President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Tensions between the two countries have grown since Trump came into power earlier this year. Four ministers are joining Ramaphosa, among them Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen. The DA leader in a statement says his focus will be on restoring trade relations between the two countries. Here's the party spokesperson, Willie Oukamp.
Preferential trade agreements such as AGOA contribute significantly to our economy. Losing these benefits would be disastrous for farmers, farm workers, and the economy at large. We cannot pretend that we are not facing unique challenges. This delegation to Washington, D.C. represents all South Africans who have entrusted us to put the shared national interest and desire for economic growth and job creation first.
Meanwhile, President Ramaphosa in his weekly newsletter says South Africa has to contend with its past in the interest of social cohesion and nation building. The top story, more South Africans than ever are turning to personal and payday loans to cope with the rising cost of living, according to a report from Debt Busters. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.